You're listening to Potential Cast Season 4, Episode 15, This Year's Girl. Faith wakes up from her 8-month coma, seeks revenge against Buffy Summers. After failing to attack her, she switches body with Buffy using a gift given to her by the now long-dead mayor.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Tammy.
Tammy!
Yay. Tammy, I just want to let you know right here, right now, I'm going to sue you.
I should be suing you.
No, it doesn't work that way. It's whoever says it first. Tell us about your podcast, Tammy.
I am a belly dancer, and I have had a belly dance podcast for several years now. I was so freaked out when Illyrio said he was going to start Yip Yip Podcast, because my podcast is called Yip Podcast.
Yeah, the extra yip is for awesome.
So what does that mean, yip?
It is a term that belly dancers use instead of clapping for each other or cheering when other dancers are performing. We yip.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay.
Yeah, it's yep.
It's like Artie.
And, yeah.
He's awesome. Finally quiet.
How long have you been belly dancing?
For 7 years now.
Nice. I had
Do
a friend
you, like,
in
compete?
I don't join competitions. I mean, I perform out and that kind of stuff.
Are
I know
these
people
televised? Because they should be.
They should. They're YouTube accessible.
Oh, awesome.
But
that's fantastic. And I remember a friend of mine in an undisclosed location who belly danced.
There's a lot of us.
Yeah.
We've got a strong underground connection.
So if Sherlock didn't help, he either relies on his, if he needs help, he relies on his homeless underground network or the belly dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, awesome. Where does belly dancing come from? Is that like a gypsy thing or a Middle Eastern thing or what?
It's more Middle Eastern. However, Americanized styles have also infused gypsy styles of dancing. A lot of folkloric dancing, but mainly Middle Eastern, Egyptian, Lebanese styles. There's a lot of belly dancing is definitely there's like millions of different styles, and then there's like these fusion styles, and people just fuse all kinds of craziness together with belly dancing.
Interesting.
That is
so
interesting.
Teach us some moves right now.
I did some hair tossing during the theme when the theme was playing. I typically do when your theme song plays. I have to like kind of dance, you know? I don't know if that counted, Kimberly, but
well, so when did you first watch Buffy? Did you watch it when it aired?
Yes, I did. I actually, I was in high school, so I was like a year older than the Buffy character when I started watching, and I would watch it with my mom, and then, yeah, and then later on, as my life progressed, I made my fiance at the time, and now my husband, watch Buffy and Angel with me. So he is also, whether he likes to admit it or not, he has watched both series, the whole thing, and has had hour-long conversations with me just about, you know, different topics that obviously I can't spoil you on. So, yeah. And he cooks and cleans. Yay!
I have a new kind of question for you. Have you seen The Avengers?
Yes, twice. And we'll probably be going back in again.
Interesting. So weird.
Why? Never mind.
Is it?
I get it now.
Well, you know, the Joss Whedon, Mr. Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly and Angel, someone who's been pooped on for years, is now the biggest thing. and made the biggest thing ever. It's so weird. It's so surreal.
Well, I mean, I just wonder, I know this is just lunacy, but it would have still been big because there's so many superheroes in the one movie.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have laughed from beginning to end.
Yeah. It was a great movie. It just, it's the, Thor was good. I didn't care for, I mean, the rest of the movies were just okay. This was a great movie. Mm-hmm. And it deserves all of the success that it got. I just wonder, you know, it was just so many superhero. I mean, it's just unprecedented to have so many stars, mm-hmm. you know, main characters in one movie like that.
All right, let's get to the episode, shall we?
Okay.
I thought we were avoiding it for a moment.
What else can we talk about? I'm okay with that. No, I liked it. Before we do our, what is it, the word I'm looking for, our typical shit on faith, I actually liked it.
I liked it too.
Okay, good. I didn't love it. I liked it.
Well, I'm here in place of Robin to say, I love Faith. I love her so much.
I can't wait to find out why.
You may never like her. It's possible. I mean, okay. I liked Faith from the very beginning. So I'm
really,
I guess, because she was like the anti-Buffy.
Understood. I understand that. I can totally understand that appeal. But here's my issue with Faith. It's more an issue with Eliza Dushku.
Yeah,
she 100%. Is atrociously bad to the point where I'm still wondering what junior high school play they found her at.
That's mean.
Because I went to a high school where we did lots of plays. I was the guy videotaping them from the balcony.
Nerd alert!
Sorry. Oh, yeah. And no one in any of our high school plays that I attended was that bad. And I'm biased because it's just, she rubbed me the wrong way, the way she delivers lines and stuff. Like, guys, I don't know if you watch The Guild.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's an episode of The Guild where she plays herself within the hotel room at a gaming convention and stuff, and it's supposed to be like Comic-Con, and there she is, and she's still awful! And she was playing herself!
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now that
maybe
I've gotten...
she's just the worst person.
No, I don't think so.
I thought that scene with Joyce was really good. Ivan was like, oh, that's pretty good acting.
It was
there.
A good scene, yeah. But it would have been so much better if it was a different actress. It stunted her deliveries. She's underacting and overacting at the same time.
Yeah.
Did it make it better or worse for you guys that she really didn't have a whole lot of lines? It was just a lot of silent scenes with her.
True. I mean,
just her presence being like loyal. Because I'm like, what's she going to do? How's she going to ruin this now?
I really liked the episode. I enjoyed it from beginning to end, mm-hmm. especially the end. And I think next week we'll hear some of my reasoning and evidence as to how Eliza Dushku is horrible. Really horrible. Because I heard a rumor that somebody else gets to play Faith. And it blew me possibly potentially away. Who knows? So I like the episode.
I
was hoping that
about.
They would have sent her to acting summer camp. And maybe they sent her to the discount one. I don't know. But I did like the episode. So Kim and I are a yay. What about you American ladies?
I think I'm probably going to be the only person that did not care for this episode very much. And I got to admit, it's totally because of my Faith hate. From the very first seconds when they're like, previously on Buffy, and they show her, I'm like, oh, shit. She's going to be featured again. No. And I was so happy while she was still in the coma. Then she came out of it and all the wackiness happened and I'm just kind of, ugh, it bugged me. And the very, very end so annoyed me.
Yes. Me
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. So I was reading her. I was following along with you on Facebook. Oh, my God. It's totally Freaky Friday. Oh, yes. My God. Not
as
happy.
As soon as Buffy said, I'm 5x5, I was like, fuck no.
Really? I was like, oh, wow.
No.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's February sweeps. We get a helicopter. It's awesome.
Plus one for helicopter.
Okay, so I guess we're ready to rate it, Kim. Are you getting it?
That's it. Yay, Spike was in
there. All right, let's get into a little bit of feedback, shall we?
Sure.
Let's, we have audio feedback.
Yeah, we have a couple of pieces of audio feedback. Here is... our friend of the show, Kevin Batchelder.
She's back! All right, commence the eye rolls and the sighs. You folks, maybe you've even touched on the fact that our Faithy is back, which is kind of cool to see for those of us who are big fans of hers. This, if you don't know, is Kevin Batchelder. But I know she's not a favorite of some of you on the podcast, which is totally cool. That's the great thing about characters in the Whedonverse. We get lots of stuff that happens with them. So looking forward to your discussions. We've had a lot of fun over in the Potential Cast Spoilers group for a while talking about why some of us love Faith so much. We even came up with like close to a dozen reasons. But I won't bore you with those right now. You'll probably touch on them in your discussion. But what I will do is kind of say that I'm calling kind of as the unofficial representative for the FIWAFC. That would be the Faith is Wicked Awesome fan club. Yes, we do think about this stuff way too much. I think Rod and I were talking about who was going to call him at this one, but then he got busy with something else. I don't know what it was, but I have to wait and see what that is. But now, always appreciate the podcast. You guys do a great job. Looking forward to your discussions on it. And what I'll do is maybe queue up a few Faith episodes before I listen to this one. And before I can do that too, I'll also head down to my local Packy, grab me some beers, and close out with our fan club official closing, which is want, take, have. All right, take care, gang.
Oh, Kevin, you better. I hope you watched a lot of Faith episodes.
Amazing.
So you can build up some tolerance for all the venom that is going to come from Gabby. Right, Gabby? Gabby?
She's so upset. She can't even
speak. I thought I called her back. Gabby?
Gabriella.
Crap, I lost you guys, she said. Yeah, right, likely story. I'll hang up on her and call her back. Are you guys still there?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I hung up on the... Gabby, are you there? Let's try this again.
Do. She's there.
Ah, hi.
There you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
It's okay. Well, Kevin started gushing about Faith and you decided to leave.
Oh, that's okay. I'm good. Yeah,
that's what happened.
She's 5x5, guys.
Awesome.
Whatever, K.
All right, so we've heard from apologist number one. Let's listen to apologist number two.
Anyway, oh, no.
I'm going to ask you something, and you got to promise you'll be honest, not spare my feelings just because I could kill you. You promise?
I promise.
Okay. How do I look? Psychotic. I was shooting for sultry, but hey.
Well, I guess it wasn't nice. When she stayed a deputy, she's still such a beauty. We love her attitude. Wesley Wyndham Price. Honey, Watcher was a tool. Buffy was such a jealous fool. Stabbing her was rude. Oh, but here we are now in season 4. And Adam is powered by a floppy drive. Oh, yeah, we need a hot chick to cause commotion. Well, Gak, you might be upset, but it's all just 5x5. Because you gotta have faith. Oh, you gotta have faith. Yes, you gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Yeah, you gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. J.A.K. I know you think this girl is lame, but who else punched Joyce in the face? I'll give you time to think. Maybe you might like a body switch and see that Payback is a bitch and won't be mad if she stays for an episode or two. Oh, Miss Willow, go make some potions. You wish you were just as cool as her. And Buffy, now if you beat her, I have devotion. Do you know how long I've waited just for the spin-off show? Start a girl named Faith. Oh, gotta have faith. Yes, I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
Oh my God. Oh,
faith. I gotta have faith. Want to have oh, but here we are now in season four, and Adam's powered by a floppy drive. Oh yeah, we need a hot chick to cause commotion. Well, Gak, you might get upset, but it's all just 5x5. Cause you gotta have faith. Oh, you gotta have faith. Cause you gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Yeah, I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
I'm speechless.
Robin likes faith.
I think there's a special spot in heaven for people like Robin.
Oh wow. Yeah, a special place on the bus as well.
You know, Kim, I like your strategy. As long as you say hi-yo after something, it's inoffensive.
That's how I make the bad stuff go away.
How about that Holocaust? Hi-yo! It's funny because I didn't mention which one.
That was so amazing.
Robin, you are a madman.
That was great.
Now we have some silent feedback in the form of some emails. A little bit more traditional. Alicia Brady writes, "Below be spoilers for this year's girl. Read no further until you have watched that episode. Seriously, turn back."
I hope she's a pirate. Why are you reading like that?
Because she wrote below be spoilers. Only pirates write like that. Only pirates write like that. Okay, now that that's over with, here's my comments for this year's girl. Hi, Gaxon guest. Don't feel bad. I don't like Faith either. And I've seen all of Buffy multiple times and all of Angel only once. I know some people keep trying to convince you that you'll learn to love her, but I don't know what those people are smoking. Must be good, though. Angel, on the other hand, actually does get better, both the show and the character. Season 1 is grueling, but I have a feeling by the end of Season 1, you'll be excited to see what happens, and by pretty early in Season 2, you'll actually start liking it. Especially Kim, I think.
Yay!
It gets good enough that I'm excited about watching it again with you guys once we get through Season 1, of course. Love the show and keep up the good work. I don't have anything for this parentheses, but I didn't want you to break my phone. Awesome feedback, and you're calling them parentheses is awesome because that's what they are called.
What do people call those?
Some people call them brackets.
Brackets.
Ah, brackets are like squared off things.
Darn right. And then my favorite are the mustache brackets.
The brackets
that look like sideways mustache.
Yeah.
Bob DeGrand writes, "Hi, Gaxon guest. Faith is back. I can imagine Robin and Kevin celebrating as much as I am. The mayor is back. You know what, Bob? Your imagination, I think, might get a little bit overshadowed by what we've just heard.
Yes.
The mayor is back. Joyce is back. Life is good. Happy, Illyrio. Faith does not have amnesia and definitely does not want to be BFFs with B. By the end of the episode, everything is 5x5, and I am very glad that they didn't give away the to be continued by putting a part 1 in the title, as with Surprise and Innocence. I love every character's reaction to Faith, from Riley's confusion to Spike wanting to use her as a weapon against the Scoobies to Willow's description of her to Tara, and also another writer's comment on the audience when they discussed the meaning of 5x5, which I will agree, Bob, was awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what it means.
Right, so that's the female feedback for this year's girl. Let's take a look at some Facebook group feedback. I think we may have had one posting for both recordings we're doing, so I hope it doesn't get a little confusing.
No, there are two separate ones.
There are two separate ones. I just didn't notice the other ones, so...
There's the one for this episode is our Buffy and Willow, the back of their heads as they're walking.
That's a really nice shot.
Mm-hmm. That was a great reveal. Why is my Facebook not opening?
Jesse Wooden says, well, look who it is, the dreaded she-devil. Sorry, Robin. But who'd have thought an episode with so much Faith could be so good? I do believe that Eliza's acting has improved. You know what? I denounce and reject your post. Eliza's acting has improved in parts, and who can hate on that wonderful Spike scene? That's true. The Spike scene was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Resisting the urge to quote, good job, Jesse. Keep resisting. Bear Medina, was it wicked? Also, that dream sequence is fantastic. Is Joyce finally redeemed to you, Gax? Or Gak? She finally gets to be a good mom, in my opinion. I would say this episode is 5x5.
Yay.
Danny says, Faith is back and as amazing as ever. Deal with it, Gak. Oh, we're dealing with it right now. Ina says, love this episode, less boring Riley and lame Adam, and more bad Slayer, newly awoken and cranky from her coma. Out for some payback equals awesome. I've always liked the Buffy-Faith dynamic. Their fight sequences are amazing, and the dreams at the beginning are so intriguing to me. Plus, for the Tara Willow scene and Spike telling Giles and Xander off too, I love this episode 5x5.
Oh my gosh, how many times are people going to say 5x5?
Let's do a count, that's twice. Dylan says, wait, how long was Faith in a coma? And shouldn't she be a little weak in the knees after being immobile for so long? Dylan, she's a Slayer, you know, supernatural. I'm surprised she was capable of walking out of the hospital, let alone into ass-kicking mode so damn quick. I know I'm supposed to SOD at the whole thing, but Faith got up from that bed as if she had just taken a 5-minute nap. I hate naps, they leave me drained.
Mm-hmm. Love now. Yeah. Well, she's got Slayer strength.
That's true.
She's supernatural.
Justified.
Hey, Carol Swift just sent us an email.
Awesome. Awesome. Anybody else on the Facebook group? Because it's just going to be Illyrio reading Facebook.
I can't get it to open.
I'm cool with it. I'm fine.
Go ahead, Illyrio.
Love, 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 says Alicia Zerbst. I love your last name. It makes me think of the Cosby Show. Please don't take offense. Zerbert.
Any last names beginning with Z is... Beginning with Zed is awesome.
Thank you.
There you go.
Great Slayer fight. The mayor. Yay! And shared Slayer dreams. I really loved seeing Joyce again, too. Sorry, Gak, but I really like her. Hey, I'm okay with Joyce. She's just a horrible mother. This episode just seemed more like an episode of Buffy than most of what I've seen so far this season. You know what, Alicia? I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah.
It did kind of have that, oh, we've been here before. Let's get comfy. Uh-huh. As so many have already said, 5x5. Simone Poole says, well, she's back in the group, which is awesome. I think she left the group because she was afraid to spoil us or something, and now she's back in the group. Thank you for being back in the group. I think everybody knows by now that both This Year's Girl and Who Are You rank high on my list of Buffy the Vampire Slayer episodes. I can't fault either episode. They're fun, entertaining, full of great character moments, and just genuinely put together. Geniusly put together. Every single actor brought their A game for these two. Heart them. Robin Burge says, Dylan, my faithy isn't like any normal coma patient. She's a Slayer. So double justified.
Yay.
Taryn Elena Miller says, did Faith's nightmare make anyone else feel sorry for her?
Well, let's answer that.
Really?
Yeah, a tiny bit. Because, like, she feels that Buffy is has tormented her. You know what
Excuse
I mean?
Me. I'm sorry.
Like, what? Buffy's her nemesis.
She feels like Buffy is the bad guy and she is the good guy.
Exactly.
Well, she's wrong.
Yes, she's incredibly insanely wrong.
She's crazy. Yeah.
But it's good to see her from her perspective because, Buffy is not always right.
Taryn continues, I love that raw fear she has of Buffy, and I love how it made me consider her point of view. Do you love her now, Gak? I can dream, can't I?
Keep dreaming.
I want to love Faith, but she's just so poorly delivered.
I want to love Faith, too.
Rachel Horn. Faith's nightmare is just fantastic. She is the innocent party to Buffy's killer persona. Buffy did want to kill Faith and feed her to a vampire, and I can see how that would sit somewhat unsettled in Faith's subconscious over a 7-month coma. Faith waking up and having these feelings leads to Faith dealing in the only way she knows how, murderously. And before you point out that Faith tried to kill the vampire that Buffy wanted to feed her to, let me remind you that he was a vampire. Not only that, he was a vampire who had rejected Faith for the Buffster. Point the second, Faith and rejection are unmixy things. Poor Faith, that is all. Val Pass says, I'm not a Joyce hater, but I always love the part when Faith socks her in the face. And who doesn't love a fun Slayer fight that goes from upstairs to downstairs and all around the house? Oh, Joyce has some good homeowner's insurance.
Did you guys see, I posted it when I was doing my watch, when Buffy and Faith are rolling down the stairs, you can see the cameraman in the back following them down the stairs.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was dying.
Are you watching it in widescreen?
I believe so. No, it's not widescreen.
No?
It's 4x3.
Sorry. 4x3. Because Christine and I were watching Angel, and they're clearly in the, I think it was the first episode of Angel, or second one, there was a, it was the one where we first get to meet Kate. There's a camera person in the foreground of one of the shots on the bottom right-hand corner, but I'm convinced it's because they originally framed it for 4x3, and when they basically re-exposed it to develop it for 16x9, what would have been not shown is now being shown. So yeah. I was wondering if it was someone in the corner like that.
Could have been.
I hope Joyce has some good homeowner's insurance. When Buffy goes crashing through the upstairs window, what the hell? Did she get a running jump from a tree limb or something? Because that was sure a lot of force she came crashing in with. And I would be remiss without saying, good Lord, what the holy hell were you wearing, Tara?
Willow, oh my god.
I don't know. It just takes me back. I went to school with people that wore that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It's nostalgia.
Oh.
Rachel posts again. I had forgotten all about Tara's outfit in this episode. Frequently touted as her worst in the entire series.
Agree.
By the way, I'm about to read Rich's post. And Rich, your avatar is awesome. The Glendale Community College human being. Random musical tidbits. The song playing behind the Buffy Faith fight in the Summer's house is the same song from their epic battle in Graduation Day Part 1.
Yes.
The song playing behind the scenes while Faith is in her post-coma haze is one of the main songs from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Chaos Bleeds, Xbox Game.
Oh.
Awesome episode. Robin posts again. Faith crawling out of the grave and screaming in the rain may not be too terribly original, but it's one of my Faith for it moments. How did Robin not weasel his way into this episode? That's what I'm saying. How much money did he offer you, Tammy, to take your place?
He's been really nice to me on Twitter lately. And he had Gabby switch the 6 Feet Under podcast, the FisherCast episode with me. So he's definitely been bribing.
Robin needs to practice bribing.
Yeah, no money was thrown my way. Yeah, practice.
Beth Walensky says, I just rewatched this episode on my iPhone and the background music really popped out at me. I loved seeing Joyce and the Mayor again. The opening dream made me feel like I was transported back into season 3. That's true. That was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed season 3. Oh, and I got distracted by Xander and Willow's matching colors in the basement scene. I remember when that burnt orange was in style. Willow had lots of great lines, especially in her scene with Tara. Mm. And wait a second, Rachel Hughes wrote like a one sentence post. Okay, who's hacked into Rachel's Facebook account? Not cool. The allegedly Rachel Hughes post, to add to Rich's musical tidbits, Elvis Costello's This Year's Girl was covered by Japanese pop band Pizzicato 5 on their album 5x5.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't take Japanese pop bands very seriously. Have you seen their hair?
All right, you want me to read Carol's email?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Carol writes, I know I'm probably too late, but I just wanted to mention a few things. Number one, does Sarah Michelle Gellar look really skinny in this episode? Like, yes, a mild summer breeze would blow her away skinny? Well, I think Hellmouth talked about this, how as seasons go along, she gets thinner and thinner. And so we're getting, you know, past the halfway mark. Yeah. Now, I think season four, Sarah Michelle Gellar is the prettiest in season four. It's her hair color or something. I don't know. But yeah, she's very thin.
You must have forgotten about Beer Bad.
Oh, yeah. I like the kind of wild hair. Mm-hmm. All right. How do you guys like having the characters run down How do you guys like having the characters run down some of your predictions as likely possibilities for Faith's state of mind when she came out of the coma? I love when shows do a good job of anticipating the audience, and in my opinion, Whedon shows do that often and well. Yes. Yeah, I think Joss Whedon, just like in Avengers, when Thor and Loki first meet up, and then 5 seconds later, Iron Man hangs a lampshade on it. I don't want to spoil anybody if they haven't, but I know everybody's seen Avengers. So, you know, when it's like, all right, Shakespeare in the park, because it was very obvious. And you got to hang a lampshade on the obvious so it doesn't seem cheesy. But yeah, that's what y'all were thinking would happen, that either she would wake up and be a totally different person, or what was the other? never mind. I can't remember. I'm not... Okay, Carol, she continues. Number three. I'm not a big Faith fan, but I was happy with how they brought her back. Way back when, number four, way back when Illyrio said something about hoping that Spike would not become a totally friendly part of the Scooby gang right away, this episode is what I thought of. Is Spike talking to Giles and Xander when he reminds them that he is not their friend, or the writer speaking to the audience? Thanks again for the podcast. Keep the chatter coming. CJS.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
I think it's a bit of both for her last comment.
Yeah, he's still an adversary. He's still even though he can't hurt them because of the chip, he's still a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're ready to get into the episode, right?
Yeah, I absolutely have to talk about hospital corners right now.
Please.
Hospital corners.
Corners.
It's a style of making a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
So, okay.
Stephanie, don't you work in a hospital?
I don't do beds.
She doesn't do beds. She saves people.
And we have fitted sheets at the hospital.
Okay. I love crazy dream sequences. I'm a big David Lynch fan. Love the crazy stuff happening on Twin Peaks. Seasons 1, and especially near the end of season 2. Always been a big fan of dream sequence. Listen, I was addicted to soap operas as a teenager. I videotaped Days of Our Lives followed by Another World every single day for about 5 years.
Amazing.
So, you know, I can detect if there's a little bit of Vaseline on the edges of the camera lens.
Yes.
These dream sequences were pretty good. However, I felt like they were way too in your face.
Too obvious, yeah.
A little bit too... They weren't cryptic enough for my liking. And I really enjoy cryptic kind of dream sequences over the, you know, oh, look, obvious symbolism here, obvious symbolism there. There's some more obvious symbolism over here. Look, everyone.
Well, I think it's better when it's cryptic enough for you to know that they're trying to be sneaky and you can figure out what they're talking about when you think about it a while, as compared to you will never know. Yeah. You can never figure out what they're talking about in some instances in that dream. You won't know you won't know. You can never figure it out. It's like Lost. Lost was best when you thought you could figure it out, but when it got so convoluted that you could never figure it out, what's the point?
Yeah.
You mean like that little sis comment? It's like, who the hell are they talking about? I've got no clue.
Right. You have nothing to base that on.
No.
I'm a big fan of the mayor.
Oh, yes. It was so nice to see him again.
I like that, just like me, he loves cheesecake. He loves cheesecake.
Yeah. I thought that picnic scene was quite disturbing.
Yes, yes.
Was it the skirt?
It was everything.
It was like romantic looking, but it was so father-daughter, it was strange.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of on the nose when she's walking through the streets after she's woken up and stole the girl's clothes, and she sees the father and daughter walking through the streets, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, same thing, like when she goes and basically peeks in on Buffy and Giles and all of them, and you can see that relationship that Buffy and Giles have, and it's something she had with the mayor, and she just is so jealous of everything that Buffy has.
Mm-hmm.
And they make that scene so cozy.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and she notices how Buffy touches Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, did anyone think that she was going to immediately attack Riley and Riley would be done for?
Yeah, you knew she was going after him in some way.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping.
As was I.
Two birds with one stone, they could take out each other.
Oh, poor Riley.
And, you know, Faith was, she was hurt even more when she found out that Buffy wasn't with Angel anymore. She's like,
yeah.
You're not even with him anymore?
You killed me and you're not with him? Or tried to kill me?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pissed too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, half a point for Faith.
Oh, and it's so funny that Xander thinks that he meant something. Like he thinks he's in danger that she's going to come after him because of
their 7 minutes together.
Yeah.
Xander trying to figure out the blaster was hilarious.
Okay. The last episode, it's been so long, was the last episode where the where Professor Walsh tried to have Buffy killed?
There's a couple episodes before that.
Where did the gun come from?
I believe it was the one that Buffy had that wasn't working, but I thought she dropped it in the sewers. Maybe she went back and got it.
Justified.
Because I don't know, what is the purpose of Xander trying to fix the gun?
Because they think they're going to need it against Adam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they hiding in Xander's basement? Hiding from Adam?
From Adam?
From the world?
Yeah, they're hiding from Adam and the initiative still.
Mm. Oh.
From it all.
Okay.
The part of season 4 I'd like to forget.
Xander's reaction to people kind of half expecting him to be able to figure out how to fix the blaster reminded me of that movie based on the Chilean rugby team that had to resort to cannibalism, the movie Alive. Because there's a scene where they're in the plane wreckage and the radio's not working, and this one guy says, "Hey, you're good with radios. You could probably fix it." And the guy's like, "I just helped my cousin set up his stereo." and Xander to me is that poor guy.
Yeah, because I mean, he knows like regular military stuff. This is initiative military stuff. No, this is different.
It's a blaster, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Faith wakes up.
Yay.
And okay, who here thought it was going to be better this time around?
What do you mean?
Faith, who here thought that you might like her this time around? You know what I mean? Like, who gave her, you know, the benefit of the doubt this time?
Well, during the dream sequences, I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I kind of feel for her a little bit because to her, Buffy's the, like Steph was saying, Buffy's the bad one. And then when she had the dream where she fell into the grave and she's the one that came out, I was like, oh, she's going to wake up. Boom, she woke up. But I was hoping that, I don't know, I wasn't expecting her to be so faith-like so fast. I thought she was going to slowly ease into it, but then I was like, you know what, let's just rip this off like a bandaid, get her over with it, and let's get on to the next part of the story.
Well, she was crankier and bitchier than usual.
Yeah.
So.
You think so?
Oh, I definitely think so, absolutely. Because now she's got, you know, she's got an axe to grind.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that whole symbolism with the grave meant she was going to be reborn as maybe a different person, a better person.
No way.
Be remorseful.
Ah, even a little bit.
Yeah, because everybody, everybody's like, we love Faith. Faith is so great. And I kind of thought that, I'm like, oh, so maybe she comes out of the coma and this is why people like her. And I'm like, oh, yeah. She's worse than before.
I mean, that was kind of my thinking too. I mean, I'm disappointed she didn't have amnesia, frankly. I was really hoping she'd have amnesia. But again, you know, I was addicted to soap operas for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she immediately mugs some poor girl and takes her clothes. Now, did she kill her?
No, she just ripped her.
Just ripped her. Ooh.
La la.
Sassy.
And after that, how did she get her faith clothes so fast?
Won't take half, Kim.
Just five.
She found a leather store.
They're all over Sunnydale.
Sparkly shirts.
All right, did y'all notice that Buffy is avoiding telling Riley about Angel?
Yes.
Why would she want to tell him about Angel?
Because she's smart. Let me back up. She doesn't want to because she's smart, because guys don't want to hear about your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
But then especially again,
she was a demon because he's hunting them.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's what it is.
I totally dated a vampire.
And I still love him.
And I still love him when I totally had sex with him and then he went all evil.
And I'm with you until you go evil, so don't go evil, okay?
I hate it when I have sex with guys and then they go evil.
Bullshit. I hate it when that happens.
God, I'd learn.
Who are all these people sending Buffy letters?
What? Yeah. It's Willow.
Oh, I took it as that she was sending her mom letters.
No. Willow's getting Willow. Buffy's getting letters. I'm telling you, there's love letters from Willow.
My dearest Buffy, this morning you left the toothpaste cap off the toothpaste tube. I forgive you. Forever loving you, Willow.
I was watching you sleep the other night. You looked so peaceful.
kisses. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe some friends of hers from when she was in LA.
Maybe when she was there and say, "Dear Anne."
Dearest Anne.
Oh. I will admit, the reveal of Faith at the bulletin board was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And the fighting was cool as always.
Their fight scenes are always pretty good.
And they're getting better and better because I believe the actresses are getting more and more involved.
Yes and no. I saw Stuffy a few times.
Oh, definitely.
I saw Faith double and I was like, I think I even posted, I'm pretty sure Faith doubles a man.
Yes. Yeah. The like shoulders are broad.
Yeah, when they were running to jump over the fence, I was like, that is so clearly a man.
That is a guy.
And it looked like the wig was about to come off or something. And when she like leaps over the cop car, did she slip?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but God. I wasn't paying that like, close attention.
Awkward. I was like, that was an awkward leap over a cop car.
Yeah, because when Gabby leaps over cop cars, she's not messing about.
I am like a cat.
I believe that.
I am so freaking graceful. It's nuts. I am. Just ask anybody.
It's true. I've seen Gabby on skates.
I don't feel like a Sasquatch on skates or anything.
Graceful is the only word that came to mind. I may have had some alcohol, but I can still judge grace.
That's ice skates, not roller skates.
Ugh, yes. We have to contextualize, don't we? Yes, ice skating.
What are roller skates?
It's, you know, Chrissy was wearing them in the intro for Three's Company.
Right. Remember the movie Xanadu?
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, much.
Was it Chrissy or was it her cousin Susie?
No, it was Chrissy with the roller skates.
There was Chrissy, and then there was Susie, and then there was...
Oh, no.
Anyway, it'll come to me. And so Faith gets away.
Not before Willow gets her backpack and hits her.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I was so happy and excited for Willow.
And Willow really hates Faith.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Team Willow.
Okay, why does Willow hate Faith? Is it because Xander slept with her?
I think she knows that she's a horrible actress, too.
I think because when Faith showed up, her friendship with Buffy seemed to start to suffer. Okay. At that point, she probably blames her for taking away the love of her life.
When she should be blaming Buffy.
No, you always blame the other person that comes in.
Yeah, I think she just associates her with everything bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She ruined Xander for her. She ruined Buffy for her.
She broke Xander.
Poor Xander.
He's forever tainted.
But she doesn't hate Anya.
But Anna's kind of like harmless in a Abed kind of way.
So what does this year's girl mean?
I don't know. I hope it means we're really sorry about Adam. Here's Faith. I don't know.
I guess it's from that Elvis Costello song.
Hmm.
Let me see what year.
So, let's talk about the black helicopter, shall we?
Yes.
Who did you guys think the men coming out of there were?
I don't know. I really didn't think about it.
No?
No, I was like, that's weird.
Hi, Kim, you back?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so I was just saying, let's talk about the black helicopter. Who did you think those guys coming out of the black helicopter were?
I thought that they were from the council.
Yeah? I wasn't sure, because I kept expecting... Excuse me. Am I the only one who expected that when the nurse dialed those four numbers, by the way, instead of seven, on the phone, that it was going to go straight to Giles?
No. Maybe.
I was expecting Giles to get the call.
Well, Giles isn't part of the council anymore.
No, I know, but that's the thing. I didn't think council. I thought Giles told people at the hospital, let me know the instant she wakes up, because I wanted to protect Buffy.
Right, right.
And then when it was the council, I was like, oh, okay. It's weird.
I see what you're saying.
Did we find out it was the council in this episode?
I believe so, but I can't be sure.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think we did.
Spoiler alert!
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking that, I'm like, oh, is this like another kind of weirdo faction that's trying? I'm like, what? I mean, you have the Initiative. I forgot about the Watchers Council, to be quite honest with you. I completely forgot about them. So I'm like, oh, crap.
Who knows?
Oh, and when Buffy first, when Buffy and Faith are about to fight, or, you know, before the police come at the school, Buffy says, you know, don't, Faith, there's innocent people around here. And Faith said, there's no such animal. Mm-hmm. So Faith feels like she's guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because didn't she feel like she killed her washer?
Yes, that's probably what she's referring to.
Okay. See, I remember some things. Damn trivia.
That was great.
No, it was absolutely horrible. I was like, when is this going to end? This is embarrassing.
I thought it was awesome.
No! Oh, I wonder why.
Well, you know, I'm not very good at a lot of things, but remembering details of things like that I seem to be good at, and it's always good to have a little bit of a moment where I can actually make it useful instead of annoying. But you probably both felt it was being annoying.
No. Well,
let's talk about Giles' surprise visitor in his home. Hello, Rupert.
That was weird.
That was very weird. That's why I started assuming right then and there at this episode it was a council thing.
Mm-hmm.
They would have known him.
But yeah, but he's not in the council anymore. Why would they go to Giles?
Good question.
Wait, who came to Giles' house?
It was one of the guys from the helicopter.
I swear I don't remember this. What did he say?
Giles comes home, turns on the switch, the lights don't work, and then someone from behind the door said, hello, Rupert.
Okay.
Hmm. It was right before the big
with final the British scene.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Rupert. Mumble, mumble.
That was it.
That was all we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I swear. And I watched this 2 or 3 times.
And then here we have it. The big fight scene.
Great.
The big everything. I loved how Faith was taunting Joyce. I know just what you're going to say, she says. Da 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 da. You just can't wait for Buffy to
jump through the window. Bang!
Right on cue. Awesome. And then at the very end,
I didn't know what the go out with the bang the mayor meant. I don't know what the contraption was. At first I thought she took Buffy's powers, so Buffy wouldn't be able to fight anymore. She wouldn't be the Slayer anymore. Like, and then Faith would be Super Faith because she would have double the power. And then when she did I'm 5x5, I'm like, oh no.
I was like, oh yes. Didn't.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, oh yes, oh no.
And that was the end of the episode. So,
yay.
Any other points before we rate?
Nope, I think we've covered it.
Yeah, awesome. I think we've covered it.
Tammy, would you like to rate first?
Sure. Any talk of Adam and the Initiative lost points for me, so I can't give it a 10 out of 10. Oh, and there was this look that Buffy gives Riley like this little puppy dog eyes, and I almost like I puked just a little bit in my mouth and had to like fast forward through it. But I had like a million points for Faith because I just love her so much. And I love the dream sequence where we got to see from Faith's point of view her relationship with Buffy, and really what she thought of herself and the mayor's relationship as far as like a father-daughter, and that Buffy kind of took that from her. So because of that, I give it 8.5 out of 10 love letters from Willow.
Wow, you used a rating system derived from our show.
Yes.
So meta.
Blew my mind.
Crap.
I really enjoyed this episode. Mm-hmm. I think Elijah Dushku should be doing something else other than acting. But I guess I've just gotten used to her being Faith. I'm going to stop hoping that the role, the character of Faith is now being played by will be at the beginning of an episode. And so I really, really liked it. I'm going to give this episode 9 out of 10 cuddly snakes.
Mayor callback. I also like this episode. I didn't overly love it like I was hoping to. But I did find myself feeling for Faith a little bit. And when there was that scene that she had with Joyce, when she was really going off, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. But, oh no, I give this episode 7 by 7.
Wow. Well, I did not love this episode, but I didn't angel hate it. Even though Faith was in it and we all know how much I love her, we had Spike, and I it was so nice to see the mayor again. I forgot how much I actually genuinely liked him, and so I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 brainwashy chips.
Well, I love this episode because it just feels like season 4 does not feel like Buffy at like the show. It's, and like somebody commented, if the show feels like it's back to where it was, it feels dynamic and just, and I love Faith. I've missed Faith. I think she is spunky. And I know Liza Dushku is a weak actress. I know this. But I just enjoy Faith's spunk. And, you know, Miss Joyce and the mayor is great. And I give this 9.8 out of 10.
What? Wow.
Funniest comas ever.
How does it lose the 0.2? Where do you take those points away?
Because with Buffy climbing all over Riley and checking his head for
chips,
chips. And for Riley moping around and feeling like he's doubting his, you know, doubting himself, and he's lost faith in the initiative, and he doesn't know what the initiative stands for anymore. You know that. Ugh, I just hate it, you know.
But wow.
Other than that, it's perfect.
Well, we all went, right?
Yep.
That's what we thought. You should tell us what you think, and you have. You can write a song about what you think about one of the episodes.
Oh my gosh, please do.
Feel free to email us in. Email it in, we'd love to hear it. You can send us emails at...
potentialcast@gmail.com.
You can use your telephone device and dial 270-40-BUFFY, 270-40-BUFFY. And if you use a BlackBerry and you don't know how to spell out Buffy on your keypad, get an iPhone.
Actually, what you can do is press Alt and it'll dial the numbers for you.
Whoa.
I thought you had an iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone. I have a BlackBerry.
I thought you had an iPhone.
No, I have an iPod.
Okay, never mind. You can follow us on Twitter, potentialcast.com/Twitter/potentialcast. No, that would be incorrect. It would be twitter.com/potentialcast. You can go to our website where we release the show, have the show notes. You can do a direct download. There's a subscribe link. Also, folks, this question's come up a couple times. I'm going to start including it. If you're wondering where seasons 1 through 3 of PotentialCast are, if you go to potentialcast.com, there are links on the... And I'm actually going to do this right now. So I'm going to do my best Colleen impression.
Zing.
I get it. What happened?
Colleen types very loudly, and I tried to type as loudly as possible.
Oh.
I fear I may have broken my MacBook.
No one types louder than me.
Why is the internet broken? What do you mean service not available, Blogspot? Blogspot, stop being dumb. Yeah, if you go to the main site, if you scroll to the... Why is it not there? Yes. No. Okay. If you go to the main site, by the time I publish this episode, I'm going to put up... I'm going to add some links in the link section that'll take you to the Blogspot sites that I have created that have all of our Season 1 episodes. There's a site for the Season 2 episodes and a site for the Season 3 episodes.
Ooh.
That way you can listen to our archives.
Fancy.
Also, stay tuned in future episodes and how you can help us win an award.
Yay!
Ooh.
Facebook group has to be mentioned. Go to the Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. No spoilers or else.
No spoilers.
I think it's quote time, and I need to go first.
Okay, go.
Is that it?
No. I'm getting into character. Something Elijah Dushku doesn't spend enough time doing. Now, if it were called the Orgasmator, I'd be the first to try your basic button press approach.
Can I go next? I have one for Tammy.
Go.
Riley!
Thanks.
Oh, what about the council? Been there, tried that. Not unlike smothering a forest fire with napalm, as I recall.
I have an idea. Beat the crap out of her.
She's like this cleavagey slut bomb walking around going, ooh, check me out. I'm wicked cool. I'm 5x5.
That's true. That sounds like her.
Sure, as soon as I get my master's degree in advanced starship technology.
Probably my favorite was, who's Faith?
Awesome. I'm out.
We're all out.
Done.
Tammy, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people listen to you? Belly dancing.
Yep.
Wait, let us clear this up. Is your podcast audio recordings of you belly dancing?
No. Okay. No, it's me and one of my dance partners, and we interview belly dancers, we do music reviews, we talk about what's going on in the belly dance community, and answer email questions questions.
How often do you put a show out?
We were putting it out more regularly, but then life got in the way, so darn that
this
life.
This is what happens when you have the word yip in your podcast, right? Right?
So now, probably like 1-2 times a month. We put an episode out. But it also, sometimes it just takes a little bit to get interviews. If we go to an event, which we have one actually coming up, so we'll probably stockpile some interviews and then we'll have a bunch of episodes out at once. So
very cool.
Neat.
But yeah, you can listen to me at yippodcast.com. And also I am part of an intro cast based on movies. So the whole name of the intro cast is called I'll Watch That Movie with Tammy and Dan. Movies mainly from the 80s, some from the 90s, and then we'll go from there. So you can find that. We want everyone to know exactly what they're in for. Basically, my husband watched a crap load of movies in the 80s while I was busy having a life. So a
bunch of stuff that happened. I'm so glad you're not judgmental about this.
Yeah. So he's sitting me down and saying, you need to watch this. And it's called IllWatchThatMovie.com is where you can find this.
Can you make sure that you watch The Last Dragon?
I will write that down.
Okay.
And what right about now, The Last Starfighter?
Leroy! Ooh. Sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm writing all... Because seriously, like, I don't know. People tell me movies, they're like, you've never seen this? No, I have no clue what you're talking
wow.
about.
Wow. Because
Inner Space?
Because I think I had a life and I saw, like, every movie made.
Yeah. See, you've seen everything, Steph. You, I've seen nothing. So let's
have you seen like my best friend is about Can't Find Love.
I've seen that kind of stuff. But he had me watch My Best Friend Is a Vampire. Uh-huh. He had me watch. No, I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, great movie!
What about Break Into Electric Boogaloo?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. What about Night of the Comets?
Well, if you join our Facebook group, you can suggest all these, and I will type them up all there. And then the last one we did was Project X, which really freaked me out.
Is that the one of Matthew Broderick and the Chimps?
Yes.
And they were crazy. That one made me sad.
Make me crazy. So my husband was not aware I had a fear of monkeys. So
they're apes. They're not monkeys. How dare you?
Either way, they were screeching and running around, and I was kind of like curled up in the fetal position watching it.
Wow. So. Oh, one belly dance related question. Is it always very specific belly dance directed music, or do you belly dance to like an assortment? So then a question for you. Have you ever belly danced to any Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan?
No.
Look him up. Well, not him. He's dead. But we're talking about 20, 26 minute songs. The world's greatest ever Pakistani drummer. Not on a drum set, but of course, traditional drums. And
can
it's
you
just
message
wonderful.
That name to me? Because I will. I'll look totally
I
look
put
up.
It right in the Skype chat if you
fantastic.
Can read it.
And I will then copy that out and look that
up. I believe this is the spelling. Always, I will double check.
We also just like look for new music to review, whether it's new music or, you know, old music that we just haven't reviewed before or whatever. So
oh my goodness,
just stuff
I think
we can
I
dance for.
Correctly typed it. And I'll put in the link for the Wikipedia page.
Thank
can
you.
You see the chat that I typed in?
Yes, I did. I've copied out the name, and
there
now
you
you're.
Go.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I wrote Nusraft instead of Nusrat. thanks again for joining us, Tammy. We really appreciate it. Folks, check out
thanks
our
for
show.
Having me.
And what's on the slate for next time? What's our homework?
Homework for next time is Who Are You? Part
yes.
2.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yay. I bet there's more faith. Woohoo.
Yeah, probably.
Namaste.
Bye.
Later.
What is this? Season 4, episode 4?
15, I believe. Let me check.
14? 15
and
16?
It's episode 15.
Excuse you.
That wasn't me.
Okay. What now? Sorry, I'm a
farting
child.
Farting noises.
Oh, yeah.
Way. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, cause it's so sweet. But it's
Holy crap.
I have my outtake.
Hold on. Just
no problem. That man better have brought something home he just killed.
Yeah.